The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Exploring the experience of embodiment as a gateway. The gateway to nature, the way it is, to our teacher. Everything that needs to be learned, needs to be understood, is right here in the experience of the body. Opening, receiving the sensations throughout the face and head now. With new eyes, seeing these sensations in and of themselves, the weight of the hair, air touching the skin of the ears, sides of the head, back of the head. Feeling the ordinary tension or pressure at the forehead and temples and brow. Feeling the sensations along the face, the eyes, feeling the jaw, the mouth, feel the teeth in the mouth, the lips, the tongue, remembering this possibility of being intimate now with the face and with the head, and knowing the difference between any thoughts about the head and face, any images that might appear in the mind, and a more direct and immediate reality of sensation. This is the first instruction from the Buddha, to learn to experience the body in and of itself. So as we continue to open to the head and face, any concept or any image about the head and face that the mind can grasp, can in a sense hold to, feels, can feel relatively set or permanent. But the sensations of the head and face, very fluid and alive, cannot be grasped. So in this simple, direct way, begin to open to the throat, just as it is, in the neck, sides of the neck, back of the neck. Infinite patience. Actually interested, willing to be close, to be intimate. Willing to rest and receive all the sensations of the throat and neck. And from the sides of the neck down into the tops of the shoulders. Not needing to evaluate the sensations as good or bad. Shoulder joints. Sensing the steady, balanced, clear, and kind awareness now, here along the shoulders, sides of the neck, down both arms then, we're taking the time to remember this possibility of being intimate with the arms and the bend of the elbows, the air touching the forearms, the touch of the sleeves against the skin, wherever there is that contact, places that the arms make contact on the lap or on the legs. Feeling both hands, palms and fingers, outsides of hands. And cultivating a real patience with these sensations in the arms and down through the hands and fingertips. The sense that actually every cell is vibrating with sensation. Feeling the arms and hands in and of themselves, not in terms of any mental image or mental idea we have about the arms or the hands. Aware of temperature, feeling the entire trunk then. Feel the movement of the rib cage as it expands and contracts. Mid-chest, mid-back, shoulder blades, kidney areas, feel the spine. So we're taking the time to let the awareness soak in here. And don't worry if different images of this part of the body or different ideas, thoughts that you might have about the trunk, the chest, the back, the abdomen. Don't worry if these thoughts or images arise, but just notice that there's a difference between the sensations in and of themselves and any mental activity, any images or thoughts, concepts you might have. Don't make one better or one worse, but notice the difference and let the attention, the awareness gravitate toward the sensations themselves. Might be subtle sensations, a kind of vibration or tingling. Might be gross sensations like pressure, hardness, fullness, aching. But whatever it is, having the sense that everything belongs, a willingness to include all the different sensations here now in the trunk, down through the abdomen to the pubic bone, down to the lower spine, the tailbone, the buttocks, the lower back, So we're inhabiting with awareness the space of the trunk, the sensations of this trunk here, and then down more specifically into the structure of the pelvis, the floor of the pelvis, the sits bones and hip sockets, the groin, just as it is. Of course, feeling the obvious contact, sits bones, the seat on the chair or the cushion. And not being confused by any images or ideas you have about both legs and feet, and let's begin to simply receive, recognize the sensations here in the legs, all the way down to the tip of the toes. Take your time. Not satisfied with just a superficial sense that there are sensations here in the legs and feet, but a willingness to be more and more intimate, interested, and just allowing these sensations to come and go, to express themselves in awareness. Aware of the whole body, from the tip of the toes to the top of the head, front and back, sides, in and out. Everything belongs. Clearly aware that sitting, the posture of sitting is like this. If you can, having a sense of dignity or sense of composure in the sitting posture, it's okay to make subtle adjustments, of course, as needed. Simply aware of the relationship between the body and the attitude and the mind, the qualities of the mind. All both reflect each other. For example, the sense of a subtle smile, even if it hardly manifests externally, can change one's attitude. A sense of a line of energy up through the spine, up through the top of the head. Just sensing that alignment through the spine from the root at the pelvis up through the top of the head. Just sensing that axis in the body can support the mind being more clear and more steady. the mindfulness of the posture, we can't help but learn about the relationship between the posture and one's attitude. Perhaps noticing how the body might be holding tension in a habitual way now, whether it's around the eyes or in the belly or around the anus or up in the shoulders. You might simply notice the correlation between how that tension is held and various psychological, emotional patterns that go with it. And of course, one of the most common patterns that we discover is the very deep tendency to want to tighten up both mentally and physically around what is unpleasant, unpleasant sensations. While breathing in, sensing the whole body. And while breathing out, opening and sensing the whole body just as it is. As if there were this subtle breath energy with each inhalation opens to the whole body, sensitive to the whole body. And as you breathe out, washing through the whole body, sensitive, awake, allowing the sensations to be the way they are. Bathing the body in awareness. Remembering that it's safe to be soft and relaxed. And the easy, natural rhythm of the breathing supports the tranquilizing of the body. In a very real way, healing the mind's relationship with the body, the mind willing to accept, willing to include the body as it is. No longer needing to be distracted or disconnected. Breathing in, sensitive to the whole body, waking up to the whole body. While breathing out, sensitive to the whole body. And while breathing in, calming the body. Breathing out, calming the body. And using the experience of the body and the experience of the mind as a barometer, is there a way to be with the breath and the sensations of the body that actually leads to calm and joy and onward to ease and stillness and peace? So be willing to experiment how the awareness being with the body can support the arising of tranquility, joy, ease, and peace. For example, if you're encountering some unpleasant sensations, you might experiment breathing in, feeling the breath air, breath energy penetrating and spreading through that place of unpleasantness, while breathing out, feeling the breath energy moving through that place again. That gentle rhythm of the breath energy coming in and out in those places that feel hard or painful, does this make things worse, or does it support the arising of tranquility, joy, and ease? So just see. So there's a sense of this breath energy, including spreading through the whole body with each inhalation and each exhalation, having its calming effect, causing joy or lightness of mind, a sense of ease in the heart, and a deeper sense of stillness and peace.